This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about me. We're gonna be alright.
7 minutes after the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen. Here to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Lots of hot stuff this week, especially as the week came to a close. And we're going to discuss it with people associated with my various programs and programming, including Victoria Keelan, who's here, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, who's a great radio talk personality. We have 10 items, Joe, Victoria, that are on the charts, as usual. This is the week of April 3rd to the 7th that we're talking about. So I'll go through the list. And we'll talk about things that seem the obvious thing as the week came to a close was the attack in Syria, the gassing, the deaths of people there turned out to be number 3 on the countdown this week. If we go back to the number 10, actually the number 10 and number 9 are both about sports things, the beginning of the baseball season. People love talking about that. A lot of the bigger stations, the bigger cities where they have teams, the people who do them play-by-play, you can hear them on, if it's not a sports station, I think it's about half and half, Joe. Now, stations that are doing baseball are sports stations, and the other half are regular, like, news talk radio stations. In some instances, there are some FM music stations as well doing it. But it becomes a feel-good moment. The first pitch, the first strike, the first win. People love to talk about stuff like that because it does put behind all of us that which we consider to be ugly, and that is snow, bad weather, cold weather, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, out in L.A., it doesn't matter, but I think it's kind of cute to see everybody back east get so excited about it. You know, I just don't get the difference between spring training and the regular season. Like, my team, the Yankees, had an incredible spring training, and they don't even leave Florida. They play Tampa Bay, and they just start losing. I don't know. What's
because they are losers.
Line?
The definition of the Yankees, equal loser.
Spoken like a true Boston loser.
Suck.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. You know, it's just amazing. They had such, I'm sorry, but they had an incredible spring training. They were like 24 and 5, and all of a sudden now they can't win a game. What's changed?
Because they don't have it. Just finished. Give
you can't
it over.
Talk to a Red Sox fan about the Yankees.
Oh, I know. I knew I was walking into this.
Oh, yeah.
You
know.
It's all right. Number 9 this week, the NCAA. Did anybody really, really take that seriously this year? Really?
Yes.
Well,
really?
Well, I'm just fixated on the bathroom bill. They actually got reluctantly approved by the NCAA, North Carolina. As of yesterday.
Oh, because of the bathroom, yeah, right.
Yeah, the bathroom bill. And I don't know how they did it, but somehow they threaded a needle, because when we were talking about it last week, they made minimum changes, and yet the NCAA signed off on North Carolina, so it's all good. I don't know how they did it, but they're pretty good. I mean, those guys can negotiate.
Well, and North Carolina winning the whole thing, too. I mean, that put it more of a spotlight on it.
Well, but it became a part of conversation on News Talk Radio program because of the politics, as you're suggesting, of what was going on in North Carolina and how they decided in that new bill to sort of deal with the situation to hope that it will just go away. Because sports didn't want to play there. Entertainers didn't want to go. Businesses didn't want to go. Just let's fix it. And move on. And thus they did. All right, number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine. The situation with Bill O'Reilly, scandalous. The dollars, apparently Fox has paid out $13-14 million to people who worked around O'Reilly that he sexually harassed. All in all, Joe, the folks at Fox have paid out $100 million to people, to women that have sued him, to get rid of Roger Ailes, cost him $40 million. It cost him another $40 million to pay off all these suits. And there was something else in there for another.
Well,
20,
Gretchen Carlson got 20.
Yeah, she got 20 on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But
O'Reilly's O'Reilly's first producer, what was her name? Macis, she made $9 million.
Yeah.
And she's writing
and
a book about Mac.
And that was a long time ago, too. So this has obviously been going on for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, O'Reilly's been married a couple of times, and he seems to go younger each time, if I'm my memory's serving me correctly. What in the world do people think when they think that in this day and age, think about it any time, but women have been subservient, and so they were there to serve in that role, and some of these old times, especially, I'm not saying this to offend you at all, Victoria, but a lot of these, the Irish and Italian heritage, for whatever the reason, doesn't give equal roles in some of these people's lives. Their experiences they grew up was not that mother and father had equal roles. And I think that's where some of this comes from, frankly. I mean, you probably saw, you have a healthy parental situation. Your mother and father are great, and they've been good role models for you. But I find in what I know about ethnicity, Joe, what do you, when you get right down to it, well, crummy, I don't know what nationality is crummy other than
crummy. Oh, it's like a Scottish kind of weird. It's half Italian, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, but the crummy thing really is an English thing. But, you know, with O'Reilly, I mean, I don't know whether, you know, the ethnic thing rings my bell so much. But, you know, O'Reilly brings in a lot of dough, big, powerful guy.
He doesn't anymore. There's five big advertisers, mostly car dealers, car companies that all across the board, like in one fell swoop, canceled advertising on his program after all this stuff came out because now went around knocking on the door of all the advertisers. That's what you got these days, the power of people who can sway. These advertisers want nothing to do with controversy. We've seen this in the news talk radio business after Limbaugh pulled his faux pas with Sandra, what was that woman's name?
Fluke.
From that time when Now got a hold of that and went around in some other organizations to advertising agencies, anybody who was even doing talk radio, I'm about as close to Rush Limbaugh as I am to the moon, and yet there were stamps on orders from advertising agencies, do not buy because I do a talk radio program. I mean, the people that run these agencies are stupid because where they get the best results is being in the spoken word format. I can understand certain advertisers not wanting to be around Limbaugh and that message, as people don't want to be associated with Trump and whatever may have happened to him. And in this case, the situation with O'Reilly, people don't want to be associated with him because it's too, you lose the message. You're trying to sell people, not make them angry. And I think I've said this on the air any number of times. You've heard me say it, certainly, Victoria. I don't know if you have, Joe. I learned a lot from Ed McMahon, who became a friend the last 8 or 10 years of his life. And one of the things he taught me when it came to politics and when it came to the things that would turn people away from you, he said, I'm in the business of selling Alpo. I'm selling beer. It doesn't make any difference to me whether you're a left or a right. I don't want people to know my politics. We don't want to talk about politics. So that's why you never knew what his politics were, because he didn't want to anger anybody. He wanted people to buy the stuff.
But and that's true. But, you know, I think that for the first time in certainly in my lifetime, the power of the consumer is at an all-time high, and the influence that a consumer has. And these are female consumers. We saw this happen with the Ivanka Trump thing with Nordstrom. That wasn't men. That was women saying, I'm not buying this brand. I'm not shopping at Nordstrom. And women making statements and going to rival stores and things like that. So advertising, getting rid of, separating yourself from Bill O'Reilly, if you're an advertiser, it's smart to do it right now, because women, this guy's a pig. I don't think I don't find anything about him to be redeemable. I think he's a pig. And so to have any time, I wouldn't even give him the ratings of watching him. I wouldn't have Fox on my TV or stream it. And women are going to react that way. So advertisers are getting out
some
ahead of it.
Are. Yeah, some women are going to react that way, some women are not. Cause
well, I think women with self-respect who don't want to endorse other women being sexually harassed and having hush money, I mean, that's what Fox has done.
As you know, it depends on age and experience. There are some people about which are...
Maybe older women are more... Doesn't make any difference. They tolerate it more. Yeah. I don't know. Right. But my generation doesn't tolerate that.
No. And those are the ones where the noise is coming from, and it's appropriate noise. And my opinion anyway. All right, 16 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, overviewing the charts from the News Talk Radio world, the hot hits in talk radio, at 16 past the hour.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. With two young boys, I spend a lot of time in the laundry room, and you may too. So why not make it a well-designed space to be in? Put out a clean, fresh vibe with upbeat colors, streamlined detailing, and simple window treatments. And if you've got a little Picasso, frame your child's best art for newly painted walls to add both style and a smile. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
All right, 17, actually 18 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a cast of radio talk professionals overviewing what the list from Talkers looks like this week. Talkers Magazine every week doing research to figure out what on the great stations with these hosts, the topics that are big and important. We've been through baseball and Bill O'Reilly. I don't know that there's much new to say, frankly, about the health care bill. And I don't think as the week came to an end that it was something a lot of people were focused on, more focused on what was going on with the Supreme Court nomination, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But I also think there was a lot of glee in the minds and mouths of people when Mr. Bannon was banned. And I don't know whether that's Kushner's, what's the kid's name?
Jared Kushner.
Kushner. I have a feeling that was his doing. And I think that you'll find, at least my run on this, is that what I said at the very beginning is going to hold true. When Bannon went there, everybody says, oh, my God, this is terrible. I said, give him a couple of months. Same thing with the Secretary of State. Same thing with most of these high-level people. Trump is very impatient. If you don't perform or do what he wants you to do in a very short time, gonzo. And the next person comes in until he finds somebody that's doing the job that he's comfortable with. There was nothing but baggage attached to Bannon. Bannon was all about Bannon. He wasn't about Trump, and he wasn't about America, for sure. He was about getting his message across, and he was he's an egotistical dirtbag. O'Reilly before. I think Bannon is a horrible creature.
He is, and it seems so obvious, at least to me, that he just had his personal agenda all along, and that's it. I don't know how, I mean...
Well, so they saw everybody had their personal agenda?
No, but I mean, he practically wore it on his sleeve, like
but
as a
that's
T-shirt.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fine.
But so
nothing wrong with that.
So does Trump, so did Clinton, so did everybody, Bush.
Well, I mean, we all do. That's not the point. The point is that he was not a mainstream guy, and in order to get things done, as they're all going to find out, they find out with the Gorsuch thing, you got to have some way of getting compromise, or you've got to get people together to make things happen. And the Democrats didn't get it when they were in charge. The Republicans don't get it now. And the American public has said over and over again, we're sick of this. That's why we elected Trump. And to have this stuff going on, I think, is a problem that has to be solved and looked at. And I think Trump will do that with some of these people that are in there. Secretary of State, I'm going to predict to be the next to go. 21 past the hour.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who's the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Almost 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The focus is the talker's overview of the hot hits in talk radio for this past week and what we all think about some or all of these issues. I think we did quick work on the Bannon thing. Unless somebody else, I pretty much said what I wanted and I didn't.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything else that you said what you wanted? So, Richie, you got any thoughts on Bannon that we haven't expressed? Apparently not. So we keep going. All right. So let's see here. Number 5 on the list, Victoria. What's going on in North Korea? Mm-hmm. Yet another circumstance. The most interesting thing, I put interesting quotation marks, the most interesting thing for me this week with regard to North Korea was a Frontline piece that was on PBS that featured audio and video from some people who are in North Korea that are working as stringers for a Japanese news agency. And they have these lapel cameras that they walk around. Nobody can identify who they are. I mean, they're not going to get these people because they don't know who they are. They're just wearing jackets. They have lapel buttons that have cameras in them. And so you see life in North Korea for what it is through this show. And it's really devastating. These people are dead. It sort of looks like what happened after the Holocaust. They're up and down the street. There's dead bodies all over the place.
Oh,
and
God.
People starving. And this egomaniac twerp that's obviously out of his mind. I don't know why somebody doesn't put a bullet in his head.
Well, good that's for them for being able to secretly get the message out of what's really happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's so distressing, Richie. I said earlier that I'd seen that movie, The Zookeeper's Wife, that's out now in limited release. It's about the Nazis attacking Warsaw and the ghetto, the Jewish ghetto in Warsaw, what happened there, the situations that were not even subhuman, the way these people, they were just not given any food. And at the end, when the Nazis put them all on the trains to bring them to the gas chambers, then they just torched their whole area of Warsaw where their community lived. And you just you see that, and it sort of makes me, I couple that with the picture of the Syrian gas deaths, which is another item on the countdown this week that people have been talking about. Certainly that's underscored by what happened late in the week with the attacks on the military base there and controversy about Trump and whether he did it on his own and he should have gone to Congress or whatever. But there are a lot of things that are happening, and Trump said he's going to take care of the time for talking is over. Didn't I hear that?
Yes.
This week? Time for talk is over. So, all right, they took action in Syria. So what do you do in North Korea? They're sending missiles. The missiles only can get 30 or 40 miles off of the coast of their country. So what?
Thank God for that.
He's meeting with the Chinese president, so
right.
That's what you do with North Korea. Is you,
yeah.
You put the screws to China and say, you need to handle this and handle it now or we will.
You know, I have a question about this. I was reading about the trade agreement that China has with North Korea, and I guess Japan does too. But what are they getting from North Korea? Like, what are they? I mean, North Koreans don't even have internet.
No, they're getting
like what's
metals.
What's the upside for them?
They're getting I don't know if it's gold or oil or. Some kind of
something that's mined.
Something that's mined, yeah. Because
okay.
I mean, you're right. They have nothing.
Yeah,
the only thing they have is the dirt that they're standing on.
Right.
So there's something in that dirt that they're getting.
Well,
okay.
Aluminum, whatever.
Here's a counter to
Thank
that.
Thank you for
Richie.
That, Richie.
You're welcome.
If going back to this frontline piece this week, when you see the beauty that is in, along the mountains and the flat surfaces of North Korea, you can see there'd be tremendous opportunity for farming there. I wonder why more of that isn't going on. That would be my question looking at it. 28 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, and even beer and wine. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? Ibotta.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. We're overviewing here on the program, combination of lots of people that do a lot of different things with me on the air. I respect their opinions, and I know you do too. We go through the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine who listen to, they survey a lot of stations. There are about a thousand, last count anyway, Richie, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, about a thousand, maybe 1,100 stations around the country that are doing some sort of spoken word, conversational, attitudinal, whatever you want to call it, look at what the issues of the day are. So we are here taking advantage of people who have been doing that for a long time. Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy is here. Richie and I, we've gone through a number of these items that are on the list. Sports talk radio at number 10 and number 9, baseball, NCAA, that sort of thing. The Fox News Bill O'Reilly situation at 8. The continuing focus on the health care redo, number 7. Steve Bannon exits the National Security Council, but there's another door for him to go out, and I hope it doesn't hit him in the butt on his way out. North Korea is number 5. So the number 4 item is the president meeting with the leader of China. Lots of speculation. And then, of course, there's the usual distraction. Why is he having the meeting at Mar-a-Lago? Why isn't it at Camp David? Why isn't it in Washington? Why do we have to pay to have all this surveillance, the protection, if you will, that goes with him being on the road? And so I find this to be a red herring frankly, see that this is anything different than a lot of other presidents have done. Maybe he's doing it a little more regularly, but there's a cost involved, to be sure. But there's a budget. What nobody tells you, there's a line item on the national budget that allows for expenses for the president and his entourage, and they use it any way they want to. So it isn't costing. This is the shrewd shrillness of all of this. It isn't costing us any more money, and I'm not defending Trump because I don't really give a damn where he is as long as he's making decisions that are fixing things and not creating problems. But the smallness, the pettiness of people who want to create something around Trump because they don't like him.
Happens with every president, because how many times do people keep count of every time Obama went
goes
golfing?
To Hawaii.
Oh, he goes to Hawaii.
There's
it costs
budget
so much money.
Item. There's a budget item, and the last I remember was about $400 million, somewhere in that vicinity, $400-500 million, that is set aside every year.
Let me be your devil's advocate here, though.
Say what?
Let me be your devil's advocate here. You ready?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Trump ran on this, just the bloatedness of government.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm not going to take a paycheck. We're going to get rid of this. We're going to get rid of that. We're going to get rid of this. I'd love to see a guy like that actually stand behind his words and say, what do we need an inauguration for? I bring a Bible into the Oval Office, swear me in, it's over. Why spend all this money? And the Mar-a-Lago thing, same thing. Why does he need to do? Why can't he use the existing places? Why spend all the extra money? He should be looking at the money being spent and going, you know what? That's just silly. We don't need to spend that money.
Yeah, and if it's $400 million that's budgeted, then he should cut that budget.
Right.
If he's cutting everything else. Why not cut his?
Budget. I voted for him to make decisions like that.
Excuse me.
To
so
stop
did I.
Stupid government
I
spending.
Didn't, but yeah. So now you open up this. I don't think the crummy has had a chance to weigh in on this with the rest of us, but about a month ago when the president, let's see, when was this? March 17th, so 3 weeks ago, the president announced his budget blueprint, which cut a lot of programs, or at least suggested that we look at the agencies and the money being spent and chop it here or chop it there, and then you go through the budget process and see what actually survives. But the best thing that came out of it, from my point of view, is a national discussion about some of these things that have never seen the light of day, or they haven't been discussed for years and years. Thus, the Africa Development Foundation invests in African-owned enterprises. Yeah, okay, we still need that. How come, if that's the case, we don't have an Irish Development Foundation, or we don't have a Rwandan, just that kind of stuff. The special interests that put these things in that probably were worthwhile and needed when they were put in, but nobody reviewed them. And like every other damn government program, they just stay there because they've got employees like welfare. What do they do? The same thing.
Well,
go ahead, Joe.
Well, you know, a lot of it is politics, too, as well. They were talking about the State Department's budget was cut by, 30%? And what they're saying is that money goes to grease everybody's palm in particular areas because they need the money. They need the help. And if you give people money, then they're going to like it. That's what the State Department does. And they think it's cost-effective because it saves going in with boots on the ground and having guns and all kinds of stuff, because you actually get involved in the country and help them build dams or whatever it's going to be, because the other guys are going to do the same thing.
Well, that's the Trade and Development Agency. That's another one that he's taking a look at, or his people are. That may have some value. But then there's the Woodrow Wilson School for Scholars. What are we putting $40 million a year into that for? Who's taking advantage? All we're doing is bringing in youngsters, which, in fact, I happen to agree with the program. It just ought not to be filled with dollars from our coffers. Let it be a 501c3. Let them go out and raise their own money. That's what people do now when they want to do a research project or they want to start something that's like this. They don't go to the government. They go to GoFundMe and start. And that's what makes sense. And that's what I see them doing that with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You see it for the Institute of Peace. You see it for...
Doug Steffen, you are a genius.
How do you mean?
Think about that. Let's get rid of all taxes. Get rid of the IRS. Get rid of paying all taxes.
Yep.
And get rid of the government. And just every program becomes a GoFundMe account. And anybody that is worth their salt and people want to support, They just go pay to GoFundMe. And you're required
to
pay
work?
10.
In other words, let's bomb Syria. Okay, how many missiles can we afford?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
That'd be awesome.
All right, we want to do Syria. Listen now, one cruise missile is $400,000. All right, everybody go to the internet.
We got to buy 10 of them. We need $4 million in the GoFundMe account before we can bomb Syria.
I guarantee you. That GoFundMe account would raise 10 times what it asked for.
Sure, right. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that brings us around to the number three item on the countdown this week, which is the Syrian situation, the gassing, and again, I bring up the Nazis, I bring up Vietnam. I look at all of these wars where this sort of stuff has been done by all sides, both sides, and it's just disgusting. So somebody got into Trump's ear, and he went to the guy who's Secretary of Defense and said, okay, come up with a plan, let's do this. Didn't go to Congress, so Rand Paul and a bunch of others on both sides are kind of wringing their hands today and this weekend because it wasn't done through congressional approval. Obama did it 100 times if he did it once, and so did Bush. It was if you want to blame somebody, blame something, the Patriot Act and all the things that came after that that allowed all kinds of looseness in government to sort of deal with what we needed, what we were doing in the name of protection. So, Joe, you started to say something.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say the Syrian thing. The president has some latitude. He can launch missiles if he wants to, but he can only do it, I think, for 60 days or so before he has to have Congress's approval. So he's definitely within the law of doing it.
Only needed an afternoon to do what he did this week.
Yeah, you know, so he's got the law on his side, or president on his side, to do that. The question is, what's next in Syria? I mean, they lobbed, 59 missiles into Syria last night.
Yeah.
What are we going to do this morning? The other thing is, you know, people were worried about World War III. They called the Russians before they did any of this stuff.
Yeah. The Russians were in on it. Otherwise, they would have shot down the missiles.
I wonder how much time they give them, though. You know, we're going to take out an air base outside Damascus. You got, 20 minutes?
Well, there were some Russians on the base, and I think they wanted to get the Russians off the base. Wasn't that it? They didn't want to have a problem with Russians.
Right. And, you got to wonder, how much time do they give them? Because they don't.
I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but if you see all the Russians running off of the base, and you're Syrian, what's going on with those guys?
Mm-hmm. The cat's out of the bag at that point.
Right.
I mean, hello.
All right. So one of the rumors that floated around on your ex, you're an alumni of KFI. I was listening to the conversation last night as the president was doing his announcing of what was happening in Syria, and there was speculation that the Russians were in on it. As a matter of fact, that they agreed, they don't like Assad, they want him to go, and there was some speculation that Assad would be gone today as part of the deal to clean up Syria. And then there was also some speculation that Edward Snowden was part of the deal, and Putin says, yeah, you can do it, but I want you to take Snowden back to America and not try him.
Did you make that up, or is that real?
No, there was a lot of that on the air last night. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. There's all kinds of speculation.
What did Richie say?
I said thank you for calling Doug out on that.
Because we know you well enough to know, like, the tinfoil hat could be on.
See, Joe, they don't trust me. I don't let Joe trust me. But Richie and Victoria don't trust me.
There's all kinds of controversy there. I mean, there's even the issue about who actually did the gas attack, whether that's a setup as well, too. So there's all kinds of conspiracy theories all over the place on this, that gas attack was a setup as a pretext to go in and lob missiles. So you're right when you start talking about conspiracies. There's tons of them. And I can understand why. I don't think there's any more trust of the United States government. It's not that there's no trust, but I think people are very suspicious of everybody's motives now. And that has to do, I think, really with the climate in Washington, D.C. Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Pretty frustrating. All right, we continue. A couple of more things on the list, including the nomination of Mr. Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. What's happening there? Are we making a lot out of nothing when it comes to the so-called nuclear option, which the news media had a field day with? I don't get what the big deal is, but we'll talk about it in a moment. Here it's 45 past the hour.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, They could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So GEICO is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tasty Lee Tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee Tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee Tomatoes.
Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee Tomatoes for a healthy and delicious snack for your armchair athletes. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic Tasty Club? Your family will love them. For lots of healthy recipes and more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee Tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
All right, so Joe Crummy is here with us, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Crummy has a podcast every week called Evil Thoughts.
Yes.
Evil. And in fact, you ask the question on the current podcast about who really is behind the Syrian chemical attack. So, yeah, conspiratorialists all everywhere will love Joe Crummy.
Well, you know, I'm not huge into conspiracies. I'm just saying that we should be very careful, given what we're learning about intel in Washington, D.C. I'm not big on conspiracies, but I'm just saying you don't know. We're not 100% sure who did what. We believe Assad was behind it, but you never know. You never know.
All right. It may be that Trump orders a gassing of the Capitol building today because of the Gorsuch nomination, although he's getting what he wants and what most people think is reasonable, whether this is a reasonable way to get it. Democrats say, okay, boys, you can have it now, but the next time when we're in charge, we're going to do the same thing to you, yada, yada, yada.
And what you're likely to get now, because they've changed the way they vote for Supreme Court nominees, you're likely to get more ideological guys in there. In other words, the next guy is going to be, why not, hard right, because you can push him through if you want to. Or if the Democrats are in control, you know, more hard left, because it just takes 51 votes and you get your person in there. There's no need to negotiate anymore if they change it.
Mm-hmm. Well, is Gorsuch a good candidate? Does it make a difference about these candidates? And should it be used as a general?
You could have put Santa Claus up there, and he wouldn't have gotten the Democratic vote, so it didn't matter. The next candidate they put up, they would have done the same thing.
Well, we have to look at ourselves again. Why are we not getting along? Why aren't we getting into a more compromising mood? How is this good for the country to have this split like this? All these egos and these characters with their... it's like one of the podcasts this week on Crummy's site is about Susan Rice. Susan Rice is Typhoid Mary. So check out Crummy's podcast, Joe Crummy, Crummey, with Victoria, Richie, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour, time for our weekend predictions as to what will do well at the box office. Chuck Curry is here. Before we get to him, though, here is Don Rickles, who passed away yesterday. The salute at, it's always at somebody's expense. In this circumstance, Rickles is saluting Martin Scorsese.
From Casino, the pit boss of warmth, Don Rickles.
It is now 11 o'clock, and I'm fed up and tired. Marty, I would address... Somebody get a phone book so you can see me.
Standing at the podium, short.
40 million jobs in show business. I got a midget to direct me. I have regards for you, Marty, from Tony Bonini and Frankie Garzano. And they told me to tell you, you'll be dead in the morning. Marty, you are the most annoying director I ever had. Little guy, he's the kind of guy in prison, was the squealer all the time. Pulling on your pants leg, going, let's do it again. I said, Marty, it's 85 times. De Niro don't have it anymore. He's busy mumbling. Marty, when we see all the films you did, none of them were great. None of them. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
That's good stuff.
The passing of Don Rickles. He didn't have much of a career in movies, but He had he was visible in some, I think.
Well, the reason he was doing that salute to Martin Scorsese, that was at the American Film Institute Awards probably at least 10 years ago. He played the pit boss in the movie Casino, and he was actually really good in it, and known for Mr. Potato Head in the three Toy Story movies. Would have been did the voice in the fourth one, but obviously since he passed, that movie's in pre-production, that won't happen. But an amazing talent. I remember him mostly, you know, when I was a kid, I loved Johnny Carson, and his appearances on the Carson Show were truly iconic.
Do you remember the night that he showed up, that he wasn't supposed to be a guest? He was in the building doing something else, and Carson was getting a massage from some, it was a bit, and this Chinese massage masseuse was working him over, and Rickles jumps from behind the curtain and jumps on top of Carson, and Carson can't stop laughing. He doesn't know what to do. Just the whole, everything was out of control. And it lasted for like 3 or 4 minutes. They wrestled with each other.
Very funny.
And it was that kind of stuff with him was quite funny.
You know, it's interesting because as stand-up comics go, and there's a lot of good ones, but I don't think anybody could hold a room better than Don Rickles did. A legend.
We were talking about yesterday is you cannot get away with the kind of humor today that Rickles had. Although Rickles was still able to come out on a stage and do his thing, and people just seemed to be okay with it.
Yeah.
He offended everybody. And you can't offend anybody nowadays. Everybody's always offended by the least little thing.
I'm going to sue you.
Right.
He was 90. I mean, unless I'm wrong, I think he appeared on some of the talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel up until a year ago, right?
Yeah, I did. I saw him a while ago, and I was like, you know what? He still works, and people don't seem to get mad at him, where you can't offend anybody anymore, but they let him get away with it still.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I was in Las Vegas in December, and I seen a big billboard that Rich Little was performing there. I was sort of like taken back. I didn't know Rich Little still worked.
Even still worked, yeah, exactly.
In the business, because I'd never seen him do a TV appearance in the last maybe 15, 20 years at least. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I guess he's still working. He's got to be up there, right? Rich Little got to be in the 80s.
For those who don't know, he was an impressionist. An impersonator and impressionist.
Yeah, and he appeared on Carson a lot, too.
Yeah, he did, yep. All right, so, Chucker, let's go through the list of movies coming out today, and maybe a prediction as to what's going on this weekend in terms of success.
Really, one big one is Going in Style with Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin. It's a remake of a 1979 comedy that was really good that starred Art Carney, Lee Strasberg, and George Burns. Budget's $25 million. It's tracking at around an $8 million opening weekend, playing on 3,000 screens.
I've already seen.
Well, a lot of people might say this is an older person movie. In your house, it's Star Wars.
My mom is going to see it this weekend with my aunt.
I'll go see it.
I'm going to go see it today. I love that kid. You know, it's hard to believe Michael Caine's 85, been around forever. But really, Michael Caine's been really rejuvenated for a new generation when he got cast as Alfred in Chris Nolan's Batman movies. The guy's an amazing talent, and I have a lot of respect for him as a working actor.
Go to the movies this weekend. Chuck Curry here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.